And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that has killed dozens of Palestinians. Egyptian officials had worked to bring the sides to an agreement after the flare-up of fighting that saw Israeli aircraft pound targets in Gaza and militants fire hundreds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Rocket fire and airstrikes continued until the scheduled start of the truce before midnight local time. More than 40 Palestinians were killed in the violence, including 15 children and 4 women. Israel began its offensive Friday and kept up airstrikes since then, while militants have lobbed barrages of rockets into Israel. Israel says some of the deaths during this round were caused by errant rocket fire, including one incident in a refugee camp in northern Gaza, in which 6 Palestinians were killed Saturday. Palestinians held Israel responsible, while Israel said it was investigating whether the area was struck by an errant rocket. Colombia's first leftist president has been sworn into office, promising to fight inequality and bring peace to a country long haunted by bloody feuds between government, drug traffickers, and rebel groups. Gustavo Petro, a former member of Colombia's M19 guerrilla group, won the presidential election in June by beating conservative parties that offered moderate changes to the market-friendly economy, but failed to connect with voters frustrated by rising poverty and violence. On Sunday, Petro said Colombia was getting a second chance to tackle violence and poverty. This is VOA News. Cuba appeared to make progress on Sunday, bringing under control a fire at its main oil storage facility that has killed one firefighter, drawing on help from Mexico and Venezuela to fight the raging flames. A lightning strike on Friday ignited one of 8 storage tanks at the Matanzas supertanker port 60 miles east of Havana. A second tank caught fire on Saturday, catching firefighters and others at the scene by surprise. 16 people were missing. Chad's transitional authorities and rebel groups are expected to sign an agreement in Doha on Monday, paving the way to a broader national reconciliation dialogue later this month, the Qatari Foreign Ministry said. The announcement follows 5 months of peace-building talks in Qatar between rebel factions and Chad's interim military government, headed by Mohamed Idriss Deby, who seized power following his father's death last year. Deby has said the dialogue would be a first step toward planning long-awaited elections, but it's not been clear if the armed groups would participate in the talks as the terms for their involvement were under discussion. Deby has been in Doha since Friday, participating in the final stage of negotiations. On Sunday, his office said a deal was imminent without specifying exactly when it would be signed. Demand for grocery delivery cools as food costs rise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Just like everything else, the cost to have groceries delivered has gone up. Consulting firm Chase Design says it's hard to get the delivery premium below $10 due to fuel and labor costs. As the pandemic eased, some shoppers turned to less expensive grocery pickup while others returned to the store. Experts say grocery delivery saw 5 years of growth in the first 3 months of the pandemic. In fact, in June of 2020, grocery delivery was a $3.4 billion business. But by June of this year, that was down 26%. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that has killed dozens of Palestinians. Egyptian officials had worked to bring the sides to an agreement after the flare-up of fighting that saw Israeli aircraft pound targets in Gaza and militants fire hundreds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Rocket fire and airstrikes continued until the scheduled start of the truce. Before midnight local time, more than 40 Palestinians killed in the violence. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.